Good afternoon, Melissa.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And what inspired you to undertake this research?
So this research was part of a long-standing project called the Australian Unity Wellbeing Index, where we look into things that affect the wellbeing of the Australian population. So it's been going since about 2001. But this was the first time that we actually looked deep into the effects of music on wellbeing.
And could you explain the relationship between music wellbeing and life satisfaction?
Yeah, so look, it's something that's been looked at for a long time, and people, I guess the way that people engage with music was really a topic of this study. So when we're talking about wellbeing, first of all, it's important to know that we're talking about the type of wellbeing that is more like a general sense of contentment. So it's not like we're just looking at how happy people are in terms of their happy mood or something that influences the way that things that make people happy in a very temporary manner. What we're looking at is a more long-term underlying thing called subjective well-being, which we measure through asking people questions about how satisfied they are with their life. And we ask about their satisfaction with different areas of their life. What we know is that people often engage with music in attempts to regulate their mood, or they'll listen to music that, for example, you know, if you're in a happy mood, you might be more likely to listen to happy music, or if you're in a sad mood, you listen to sad music. A lot of the research that had been done was really looking at music as a way to improve the mood of people with depression or with depressive symptoms. So what we were more interested in was just the habitual sort of everyday relationship between music and well-being. So we were looking at a general population rather than looking at a clinical sample. And what we found specifically was that on two domains of subjective well-being, which were relationships and community, that music was particularly important. And we looked at how people engaged in those types of engaged in music. So whether people were engaging in music either actively by singing and dancing or by attending concerts as opposed to passively, like just listening to music. And what we found was that active involvement with music, particularly in the company of other people, was really important for well-being.
Yeah, definitely. And what benefits does music offer to our well-being?
Look, there are a number of things. The major thing that we found in this study was that the importance of music was really down to the social connection that it facilitates. So whereas engaging with music on your own didn't really have any benefits for well-being, or no more benefits compared to not participating at all, when you engage with music with other people, well-being was higher. So it's really about, you know, being a medium that can forge connections between people. That was the key thing.
And earlier you did mention about engaging with music and passively listening to it. So how would you say that this differs from if you're just listening to music in the background or if you're actively involved in listening with it?
Yes, look, there's a number of reasons. I mean, the things in today's age, it's very hard. Like, everybody's a passive listener to music. Everywhere you go almost, you might hear music. Whether you walk into a store and you hear the music in the background, or if you're sitting in a car, that's sort of a passive listening to music. And so it's actually very hard to find people who don't passively engage with music in any way. So that's sort of your default population. But as opposed to that, people who actively go to events, who actually create music themselves, or who dance along to music, we've got to also remember that those things are coincident with other things related to our well-being. So obviously you have to be of a fairly decent financial status to be able to afford to attend musical events, or to be able to go to concerts in general. And we know that money is associated with higher well-being. You also have to be pretty physically healthy to be able to dance along to music. So that's also another reason why it might be associated with higher well-being. So there are other things besides just music alone that also impact on well-being that come into play.
And what would you say are the main results that you have found from your research?
In this research, the major finding that was different to other studies was that impact of social connection. So there was a lot of there's a lot of research out there from a neuroscientific perspective showing that parts of the brain light up when we listen to music that are associated with memories, that are associated with certain emotions and all this sort of thing. What we found was that it was the social component that was most important.
Yeah, well, it definitely is a really interesting topic, and it's not one that people necessarily associate themselves with as well. Like, say for me, for instance, it's true what you're saying. Sometimes you listen to music. If, say, I'm in a happy mood, you will tend to listen to happier kind of music. But it's actually interesting to see the long-term effects of how this actually affects people.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, in today's day and age, there are so many ways to listen to music that you can't avoid it. Music has a part in everybody's life. Some people seem to enjoy it more than others. We found very few people who actually said that they didn't enjoy engaging with music in any way. It's an interesting thing to think about. Who are the people who actually don't like music? What sort of people don't like music? I don't know. It's a strange thing. But we do know that music is associated with regulating your mood and emotions. So it's no surprise really to find that it has these effects on well-being. The biggest surprise here was that it was through the social component that the big differences were found.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
All right, my pleasure.